From Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is teaching, and we hear him refer to the golden rule, the speck in our eye, a narrow gate, and being wise enough to build our house on rock, not sand. This sermon of Jesus on the mountain seems very instructional, but if you listen closely, you will hear it is warning more than instruction. Yes, we hear Jesus give us instructions to treat others the way we would want to be treated. Yes, he also says we should use wisdom when selecting a location to build a house so that it will stand in a rainstorm. He has given us a heads up about which road to take so we don't get lost or hurt along the way. This is good, but it is not the total package of Jesus' messages. Jesus has some warning built into this teaching. If we think about the way we treat others, our first thoughts need to be our actions, not the actions against us. We need to be looking at the things we say to others and how we will respond to the actions of others before we respond. If we criticize or belittle someone because we just don't like the person or the things others may stand for, we are going against what Jesus is teaching. If we look at someone and think less of them because they're not like us, we're going against what Jesus is teaching also. However, if we stand up for the person who has no voice and we defend the defenseless, then we are hearing Jesus and moving in the right direction. Jesus is saying we need to look at our own sin and issues first and get our life in order first before we will be able to, if at all, help anyone with their issues. If we are just following the crowd because it's easier and we don't stand on our own integrity, that, Jesus says, is the easy path and leads to destruction. Hearing the lessons of Jesus and acting on them will lead us to a better life, but that doesn't mean an easy life, but a better outcome will happen for the life Jesus is teaching. Jesus says we need to be able to see our own faults in order to be helpful to someone else. It also doesn't do us any good, or the other person any good, if we try to force our thoughts and beliefs on them. Giving what you believe are good gifts to a pig will not benefit the pig unless the gifts are good for the pig. Do not let yourselves get caught up in your own righteousness, so you cannot see the righteousness of God. It is God who leads us by the Spirit and teaches us. It is our job as followers of Jesus to love each other and to help each other in times of need. We need to build a strong foundation of faith in the teachings of God first, and then go teach others what Jesus has taught us. What does Jesus teach? Jesus said we should bring the good news to all nations, making disciples and loving them the way Jesus first loved us. Jesus loves us unconditionally, and we need to love others unconditionally. That is not an easy path, and the gate is narrow. But God sent Jesus to open that gate so we can walk in and see the light of God's righteousness and then love our God and our neighbor the way Jesus taught us. Amen. Let us pray. God of wisdom and groundedness, you have encouraged us to live our lives grounded in faith, patience, and love. Help us to love others without judgment, but with a solid foundation of acceptance for the sake of he who opens the gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.